systems are offline. Number one for today's hits. And all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy.
What's up? What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic, and we are back. Yeah, I'm here with my co-host
Spike. Was delicious.
Yeah, Spike was delicious.
All things nice. All things good.
If you didn't know, now you know. Yeah. Hello to everyone who's new. Yeah. If you're new, this is the best place to be. Mm-hmm. Right here on What's the Topic, part of the family.
Be and prepared been, to get your mind blown.
Yeah. The topic already said it all. Yeah, you're going to get your mind blown. It's going to be blown away. Yeah, if you've been around the block for a while, welcome back. Mm-hmm. To share the shows out there. Because, you know, here we keep it real, we keep it controversial, and, entertaining. That's how we do it right here. So today, we're going to be taking a look at CR7, Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah, and as you can see, the topic itself, Cristiano is gay.
Hey, bro. Hey. CR7, hey. So the R is for reverse.
So we're gonna basically dive into that whole topic, and there's like a lot of question marks, that are out there, that are still floating around. I know some people's question marks were answered, and then there's still those that are like, we still need to dive into this. We need to put a magnifying glass on the whole matter. So we're gonna be looking at that. But you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic. Before we even get into the topic and everything, dissect. Yeah, basically go into everything that we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. We give you the amazing track, the amazing jam. Yeah, like we actually go into a music session. So here's a track for you to enjoy. And we'll check you after this.
Walking through the valley of dark shadows, even when I'm overwhelmed beneath the weight of sorrow, even when I can't outrun my fears and every other hope has disappeared, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I've still got Jesus, oh, I've still got Jesus, closer than a brother, no matter where I am. When I need an ally in the fight, and need to know somebody's on my side, He always steps in, I've always got a friend. Can take away all of the things down here I treasure. You can leave me nothing but the breath inside my lungs. Still I know that I'd have everything. I can lift my empty hands and sing at the end of the day. With joy I can say, still got Jesus, oh, I've still got Jesus, closer than a brother, no matter where I am. When I need an ally in the fight, and need to know somebody's on my side, He always steps in. He's there.
Welcome back. Yeah, now I hope you enjoyed the track. Mm-hmm. I know, like, my brain's already ready to go into the topic itself. I'm even forgetting the part.
You seem so interested in this Cristiano being gay thing.
Nah. You know, like, it's interesting to see news get out there that someone, like, for example, your accusation. Mm. Hey, a footballer raped someone.
Hey,
now you're like,
how's that interesting?
What's going on now? Hey, went from playing football to raping people now.
Balls into someone's nets.
I find it entertaining, you know, when such news come out, because now you start sitting there and you're analyzing what's happening, you know, just like the whole Greenwood situation when it came out, allegations of him raping a girl and all those stuff, obviously Cristiano has heard also. So that's
basically. So he raped the girl and he might be gay.
Yeah, there's both. There's actually both that came out.
What if he's bisexual?
Hmm? I never thought of that.
Because then, but then he's got. Does this guy have a wife, or is just a girlfriend?
He does have a wife. So, now let's take a tour back to history, you know, just looking at his life and everything. So, this whole rumor of him being gay, the person who took it out was Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah, Rihanna. She's the one that...
Rihanna with the forehead.
She's the one that said that Cristiano Ronaldo is gay. So, the reason why she took out this rumor was because... in fact, before I even explain why, they actually interviewed, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo on the whole matter of him being gay and all the stuff. And they asked him, why did she say that he's gay? The guy's response was, I don't know. So he doesn't know why she said that he's gay.
In her defense, they both go with their heads, man. So she might be onto something.
Hey, so what happened back then? Obviously, Cristiano.
Yeah.
During the time, it was 2013. So, Cristiano Ronaldo was in a relationship with a girl by the name of Arina Shaker. So, that's the person
Shaker.
Yeah. So, that's the person who Cristiano was in a relationship with. And then, during that whole state of them being in a relationship, pictures came out where Cristiano and Rihanna were together. So, now... people saw these pictures, and then they started picturing Cristiano and Rihanna in a relationship.
Okay.
Now, Rihanna didn't receive it well. So, to crush that whole rumor, she created her own rumor. Cristiano. So, basically what she said is, she has a lot of gay friends, and she doesn't have a problem with, people being homosexual, bisexual, and all those stuff. And then... then she went on to obviously speak about your whole sexual diversity and all those things, attaching it to Cristiano Ronaldo. So from there, obviously some people saw the rumor, then were like, okay, so Cristiano Ronaldo is gay. That's what Rihanna is saying. And then others...
So she didn't blatantly say that CR7 is gay. She just said she doesn't have a problem with having gay friends.
She asked her a question concerning Cristiano. What does she think? Obviously, the rumors came out that these guys are always together. Cristiano is there. Then she was saying that she likes Cristiano, but she has a lot of gay friends and she doesn't have a problem with having gay friends and all those stuff. So that's what she said.
She's
saying Cristiano Ronaldo is gay. Then the ones obviously that are Cristiano Ronaldo fans, the matter settled down, concluded he's not gay. And then you had the other guys on the other side that were like, nah, let's push this thing, man.
Yeah.
So they now push that whole thing of Cristiano being gay. And then from there, now the spotlight was on him in terms of checking what's going on with this guy. Is he really gay or what? Then they started spreading rumors like, there's a kickboxer by the name of Hanky Moroccan. So they now went on to basically magnifying his whole life, you know, based on that whole kickboxer. Because now, that kickboxer was Cristiano's close friend. So it was one of the friends that Cristiano had within his circles. And like, they would chill together and stuff like that. He wasn't gay. So now the people went on to saying that Cristiano is gay and is in a relationship with
the kickboxer,
Hanky Borokan, who's a kickboxer. So now that's literally what now they started doing. They started putting the spotlight on him being gay and, you know, spreading the whole fake news about him being in a relationship with kickboxers and all those other stuff.
But then, okay, let's say, like, not to single out Cristiano Ronaldo. No. But if you look at soccer right now, like nowadays, with the, they have this, like, they have teams wearing these gay flag as the captain's armband, right? And that's to promote, thing, to allow people to be free within their gayness or sexuality or other.
Yeah.
So now, and recently Iker Casillas, if you know him, the former Real Madrid and Spanish goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came out, this guy said he's gay, Joe. And apparently he's dating Puyol.
Eh?
Puyol, Joe. It's a lie. Oh, it's a condom. news just in. We've just been informed that his account was hacked. Don't take my word for what I just said. Okay. I was like, Casillas. This guy was keeping balls from going the net, Ganti. Someone's slaving them.
Which was the other thing that I was actually going to touch on in terms of fake news. What do you think about the whole situation of fake news going on?
Let me just continue with what I was headed to before I thought of Casillas. So now I want to say that thing about this. Now, most of these guys, they're in the dressing room and they shower together. And then other gents are married. Some have women. Some aren't. Some are just bachelors.
Yeah.
Some might be gay within those dressing rooms and stuff. You see? So how do the other guys, you know, like the straight, the heterosexuals, the gay, the straight guys, how do they feel?
Hey,
I've played soccer and that thing is not nice, Joe. Like it's not ayoba, but you're like, it's uncomfortable, bro.
Yeah.
So now I wonder how especially knowing that the other guys are gay. Because now they're looking at you.
Yeah.
They're not looking at, my teammate is changing in front of me. They're saying, fresh meat.
That's
so right. Now my thing is, like how, now the dynamics, because you can't just change your mind to accept it. As my gay friend or my gay teammate, he sees me naked.
Huh?
We're fine.
Nah. I think if I was in that situation, I wasn't going to be changing in the same room with the person.
But bro, you're gonna freshen up. You're there. There's a shower. Team shower. You just shower there.
Nah, man. It's like when you go to the gym, man. You gym. You go and shower at home. So, some situation you avoid.
Something. Now, like.
Yeah.
And Cristiano's like an idol, Joe. So now imagine. If they push the narrative that Cristiano Ronaldo's a gay superstar. Imagine all the kids.
Yeah, you see, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Like one of the best footballers to ever grace the world.
Yeah, that's where you also, I know, same year, around your October, the month of October, you know, there was this whole Cristiano Ronaldo CR7 underwear collection for kids, for kids. Boys. Yeah, so boys were able to wear. To buy an underpants that has the label,
so it's like
CR7.
Jokey, but
yeah, and then CR7. It has CR7. Now, this guy, he decided to go on Twitter and tweet.
That's what you can't send a voice note. Unless
he tweeted there, thanking all the boys that supported the whole CR7 underwear collection. So now everyone is looking at this tweet, and then they took the tweet and then they twisted it. And then they now started feeling that this guy is gay now, he's attacking the younger kids there. Those are his targets and all the stuff. And I was
you're saying Ronaldo's tight.
This whole thing of him being gay, it was the same year. So same year when they had that whole underwear for boys collection, he tweeted thanking the supporters, so the kids and all those stuff that support his label. But now the fans that were still on his case in terms of him being gay, they took that tweet and then they twisted around from him thanking to now him being in a position where he's targeting.
Well, now it seems like he's a predator.
Yeah. So in other words, pedophilia. So now they started putting that image across. Yeah. And obviously when I looked at that, it went back to what you were saying, you know, he's an icon and all those stuff. So things like fake news can come out and it's gonna like literally actually gonna go out there. And it's easier for a person like him to be in a position where they can say something out of gratitude, but because they're not aware of how they're typing it, the rest of the crowd attack. Like,
well, so now people can just read between the lines or just create things just because of how they interpret it.
Yeah. That's so crazy. You get those things. That's why I was like thinking, yeah, fake news. Tactic out there. Tactic. So yeah, that's why I was saying, I was gonna actually ask you concerning fake news, what do you think about this whole fake news situation?
Hey man, tomorrow I could wake up and hear you did something that you never did. You know, so fake news is not good, bro. I mean, it's obvious, it's fake news.
But yeah.
And you can't, I don't know, how do you stay away from fake news? You just need to get what you call reliable sources. So just double, you know, confirm like 3 times. Like, I just heard that Iker Casillas is gay. I was shocked until I found out now that it was a fake account.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even go do my own other extra research there.
Hey, I was even thinking, Puyol, those are guys. It's a hectic stuff there and all those things. Yeah, but yeah, fake news is real out there. And yeah, it happens. It happens. I know even like in 2009, just before we go for a jam, like actually go for a track, in 2009, there was also a model that accused that Cristiano raped. And then, because of lack of evidence, they examined the whole situation, took him to court and all those things, but because she didn't have evidence, because the guy admitted that it was a girl that he slept with, but it was
consensual.
Yeah, it wasn't rape. So, because of lack of evidence, that whole case, like, it was closed and all those stuff. So, you get situations like that. So, tactic out there. Yeah. But, yeah, let's go into a track. Here's a track for you to enjoy. And then after this, we're going to close.
It's hard to breathe and alone I'm fighting. I need you now to save me somehow. Can you see my signal rising to the sky in the night? The ghouls and ghosts rushing to fight. I need you by my side, the flame in my eyes. If I'm running low, can you save me before I end?
Yeah, I hope you enjoy that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's probably something wrong with you. But yeah, so what are your final thoughts? Is Cristiano gay?
Before I say anything about Cristiano, man, you know, also there's like there's documentaries on like you know, rugby players,
yeah,
especially from England and Britain or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So these white guys, apparently they initiate you like that into a thing. So like, you know, say when you go into high school and you're the new yeah, kid in the school. So then there's initiation. So then they're gonna do some stuff they do to you.
Yeah.
Go to the toilet, they like put your head in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Did they actually do that by you?
Yeah, no. Obviously with us it was in the toilet.
Okay, but the other
made
things.
Us do what I was
but doing. Yeah, anyway, so then with these rugby guys, they do that and then they'd sleep with guys, John. That like, yeah. Say I've been there for the longest, like in prison, you know, in prison,
yeah.
you're the new guy, so you're the wife. Yeah. Yeah, so they do that like swing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, bro. It's like interesting, and then they still say they're not gay.
Hey,
after doing all of that homosexual stuff.
Okay, yeah, with the rugby and those other areas, I wasn't really aware of it. I know with the music industry, that's where I was aware of the stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Your like your favorite rapper. When was a guy that you like? Lil Wayne.
Eh? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey. So, like that guy, you see. What? So.
And his father's name, Baby Joe. So, he always calling that guy Baby.
Hey.
But anyway.
So, yeah, hey, you know, with those guys, those guys are as aware of stuff like that. Or your acting world, same things happen for you to become famous and
but
all this stuff.
But is Cristiano gay or not? As you're asking me, I mean, from where I stand, I'd say, I mean, I don't really care. I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really care whether he's gay or not. As long as, I mean, he's there, Joe. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
And his people. So.
Yeah.
Is it gay or not? Is it a question that I should answer? I don't think I should, because then it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand. But yeah, man, it's for that's yeah, man, it's his life, Joe. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. So I'll just refrain. I don't have an answer, bro, because
you know,
yeah, it really doesn't concern me. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually like the answer that you gave, because yeah, obviously I was also thinking about that. I'm thinking, yeah, spotlight is on him,
yeah,
making him more famous. You know, whether he's gay or
and
not.
And now it pays to be gay, Joe. So like, hey, man, that guy's business minded. All these. In SA, we all know all the gay guys have guap. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but like this guy yesterday was telling me, funny enough, this guy was telling me, he's like, yo, there's a friend of his that slept with another old guy, you know, like a blesser.
Yeah.
But I think it was make believe, like, was lying and stuff. But he's like, yo, so this guy. He met this other old guy, saw him like, yo, man, I have a PS4. At the time, PS4 was all the thing.
Yeah, yeah, when it was new.
Like, I have a PS4, I'll come over and play. I'm like, what? First of all, you don't know the guy. How are you going to go and play?
Yeah.
And then, like, eventually, and then they offered the PS4 to him. So, like, okay, you want to play it? You played it. And then, like, you know what? You can actually keep it. And then,
yeah,
they nyammed him, Joe.
Hey.
So, like, you have to.
Yeah,
like,
nah. I think. Yeah, no, me, I think that's, yeah, for me, I feel like it's one of those fake news.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, hey. I mean, your story, was it you?
No, sometimes.
Because how do you know? You know, I was like, my man, is it, are you the one that was, like, involved in this
thing?
Yeah, because now, come on, bro.
Yeah.
How do you just go to someone's house? You don't know. It's another man, Joe. Unless you also gay undercover.
Yeah.
And you knew what they were offering you and all that stuff. So you just knew, okay, it's a segue. You don't want to say what's happening, but
let's
just pretend.
Yeah.
You see? But yeah, anyway, amen.
I mean, I think, yeah, you know, if you're a people pleaser, you cook up any story there just to look good and stuff.
So people just sleep with people for money, Joe. So, like,
hey.
Guys are desperate now.
Hey.
Unemployment is high. You have a degree. And you're not working. So now you're like, hey.
Nah, go overseas, man. Hey.
With what money?
Yeah, nah, man, there's like plugs that you can go online, you know, opportunities. Then either, yeah, bursary, you know, stuff like that. There's different things that you can actually do if you're not just sitting and doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
You can actually go online and check and you'll see opportunities. So, yeah, do something like that. Go overseas. No. Do something with your life. Hey.
Yeah, man. So, I wish I could just channel into my Funk Flex voice and say, like, yeah, that's what he just said. All you niggas there, sleeping with other guys for money and whatnot. Hey.
Yeah, but that one, I don't even want to think about that situation. For myself, whether Cristiano's gay, also me, it's like, the guy is
it's
living
a messy
his life.
Situation.
Yeah, no, it is. So, you do, you make sure you do something with your life. Stop sitting down here reading fake news and stuff and then wasting time.
Then, so, you know, with what you just said, so if people have to stop reading fake news, we should stop talking about this stuff, bro.
Because
then now we're also feeding into the whole culture.
Now you see, this is where you now attack the guys that are doing it so that they can stop. You need to address, you know, when there's an issue, you need to address the issue so that the issue stops. Otherwise, they'll continue.
Okay.
Yeah, so you challenge the matter so that the matter can get resolved.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the situation, yeah.
Mm.
So, for myself, Fearless Eagle.
Spike Austin Tutsi Munati.
Yeah, we're signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Eat all.
In the morning. Give me Jesus in the morning when I rise. and I ride. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. In the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, and you can have what's wrong. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. In the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, and you can have what's wrong. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus.